Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And I'm back. It is August 11th.
Tuesday afternoon.
2020. Tuesday afternoon. It's a nice day today. We got some coffee. We got some Stone beer.
Got it all, man.
Got it all. Back with a brand new episode and off of some great fights over the weekend. And then, all in all, it's all good. How's everything?
Good. I think I was telling the story that I strained my throat from sneezing.
Yeah.
So those of you guys who need to sneeze, let it out. Don't hold it in, because I made a mistake of holding my sneeze in, and it really messed up my throat.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, you can, if you hold in a sneeze, obviously sometimes it kind of hurts a little bit. Your ears might pop. It feels like your eye might freaking pop out.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you can rupture your throat, strain your muscles, and then have get fed through a tube. You were telling me a story.
Yeah. The doctor told me that he had to deal with a patient who went through the same thing. He had his throat completely ruptured, and he had to get fed through a feeding tube. And so he was okay to swallow again.
Damn.
And they put IV, antibiotic through IV. Yeah.
And then I guess it's because you, if it's so strong, it could just strain your muscles, and then you just can't.
Yeah.
Chew,
obviously, that pressure needs to be let out.
Now, with the antibiotics, would it be, is it infection? Is it because it creates an infection, or to not to create an infection?
Maybe both. I don't even really know why he prescribed me antibiotics, but yeah. It works.
Does it have a steroid in it? Maybe it has a steroid
in
it?
Maybe, because this one I got, they're pretty strong. So I got, usually depending what you have, it takes 2 weeks for antibiotics. I got a 2 weeks worth amount, but only in 6 capsules.
Yeah.
So they're super strong.
How do you feel on them?
Is it drowsy? A little drowsy. A little lightheaded.
Yeah.
But I have to eat a lot. She said that eat a lot, because if not, you're going to be feeling the effects. Yeah. We're going to feel probably be in bed.
Yeah.
Sick to your stomach if you don't eat a lot. People are taking these
wounds. After I got my surgery, I think they gave me some Oxy.
Oxycontin?
Dude, I like.
Oof.
Those are so awesome, though.
Yeah, I bet.
That you take one, and you just, you're on this, really,
You can see why it gets so addicting.
I can see why it gets addicting.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, that's narcotics right there.
Yeah. And, I'll pop one every now and then, and you just feel, light. You feel almost a light high, almost. And you're just
crazy.
Chill,
How long does it last, usually?
An hour or so, a couple hours. I don't know. I don't remember timing it, but I remember they were good. And I would pop them every now and then, finish the bottle. But damn. I didn't go for it. I wasn't addicted where I was I got to grab some more and get another prescription.
That's good. Well, when there's a vaccine available, I think probably next year.
Yeah. I don't know. According to Russia, we have one already, but I don't know about that.
Maybe we do.
People are a little skeptical about the Russia vaccine, because there's
probably gonna kill us.
Yeah.
But
China and Russia, they're already bedfellows. I wouldn't be surprised. We'll supply the vaccine, kill half the population.
Oh fuck yeah, I wouldn't
turn
that
them
shit.
All into zombies.
Oh god,
I am legend.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
good one. But I think I was telling you before that I want to go to Japan.
Yeah,
it's a long flight. It's like 1 day worth for just a flying. Day's commitment worth of flying. So I was saying I'm going to. I mean, I went on what's that? The edible website that Joey Diaz, Lion,
CBD Lion,
CBD Lion.
Uh-huh.
They have these sleeping things that I think Joey gave some to his wife, and he gave it to Dean Dalray.
Uh-huh.
And Dean Dalray said he fucking loves it. He doesn't smoke weed, and he said knocks him out. So I think I might buy some for the trip and just take it before I go on the plane and fucking knock out.
Yeah, that's a long flight. How long is the flight?
11, 12 hours?
Yeah. I don't know how, I would, with that amount of time, I freak out. I don't like flying at all. I hate flying. So I always think of what I would do in that kind of situation where I'm just stuck in the air like that. And
that's
a long time to freak out. I would have to watch movies and just zone out. I don't want to get high. Because then I'll just kind of probably freak out even more. I could probably.
What about that stuff that's made for you to knock out?
I wouldn't mind. But like on road trips or even flying, I don't fall asleep. I don't know. I just don't like falling asleep. That's like a paranoia.
You don't.
Yeah. Even on road trips, I don't fall asleep really.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I know a lot of people like to do that because then they wake up and it's like either, you know, they're probably there already or the, mm-hmm. the trip's half cut in half. I don't like to do it. I don't know why. I like to be present.
Okay. Can I rather be asleep if the fucking plane crashes? I die in my sleep?
Yeah. It would be better to be like either super drowsy and you're like barely even know what's going on and then like, and then boom, and it's over. That wouldn't be that bad.
Would you rather that happen or you just not fall asleep and never wake up?
I fall asleep and never wake up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That'd be ideal.
Yeah, I want to be so out that I just don't even know the plane's falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most likely I'll probably be with my family. Ugh, yeah. That's what I said.
The plane's the worst because nothing you can fucking do.
You can't do anything. You're done.
You're there and like your life is literally in the hands of the pilot.
And have you ever like thought about what you would do if like it landed in water and let's say it didn't, you know, disintegrate into pieces or, you know, like you were still alive. The cabin was for the most part still intact and then water starts seeping in. Did you ever think about what you would do? Do you ever have that?
I'll try to break the window.
I don't want to scare you before you go or anything like that.
Probably break the window or try to.
Yeah. Those are thick windows though. They're usually double plated.
Yeah, they are. Or if I know I was going to die, find the hottest chick there and just start grinding her up.
what are you doing?
I'm going to die and I survived and I'll be in jail for the rest of my life.
Everybody's like prying you off of her and they're like,
he's me tooing me. Yeah, I don't know. Scary. Man.
Oof. Try to go for the exit and pop one of them open, and then let's say you survive, like then like the chances of finding like some type of raft or like a piece of a plane. You're fucked.
I don't know what's worse, surviving a plane crash and just being out in the middle of an ocean and you either drown or get eaten by a shark.
Yeah, and or you're just out there floating. And you're baking in the sun on like maybe a piece of metal, and it's just like a frying pan, or you're in like a raft, and then you're stuck there, and then like you probably get sunburn, like 3rd degree sunburns, and
your family's probably dead, and you probably lonely. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but even then, let's say you get them all, they all survive. Say you and your girl both survive, and then you're on a raft, and then. Then you would think about fighting other survivors off. You know, would you kill people?
Yeah.
So they're all trying to grab onto the raft.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I think about that too. I think about all these things.
Yeah.
Well, like, stab them in the eye and be like,
do something.
But then if you stab them in the eye, then they put blood into the water.
Oh, and the sharks come.
And the sharks come.
Yeah, you're fucked.
And you're fucked.
Just hold him, his head on.
Yeah, that'll just drown him.
Yeah, just drown him.
Yeah. But smack him on the head.
Yeah, you could do that too. But yeah, the first thing that I think about when I go into a plane is I erase your profile right away.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I do too.
That motherfucker's going to fucking have a bomb. This guy's going to fucking do something sick, man.
I hate having newborn babies on the flight.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it. Like, some people are like, oh, that may be, it's like if there is a God, is he really going to strike this plane down with a newborn baby? Yeah, he will.
He's a vengeful God. Yeah, he will. But yeah, like that stuff.
I think of all that. Think about like how long would I survive? But thinking like modern planes, they're going to know it went down. You'll probably be out there for a day or two and you'll get picked up.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. What if a current or a wave takes you off? Or what if there's a storm right after your plane crashes and then there's a storm in the distance and then like...
Or your raft just goes to like an island full of cannibals. Like a tribe?
Yeah.
Oh, then you're really fucked.
Honestly, I'd rather be on an island than in the water.
Yeah, me too.
Deserted in an island and then just trying to survive off the island. Mm-hmm. Do you think you would survive? How long would you survive? On an island. Your plane crashes, you get on a piece of metal, and then you float off into like a deserted island.
It depends on what's on the island. It just plants?
Let's say plants, a couple of fruit trees. Maybe some small animals and insects, and that's about it.
Oh.
Maybe not even animals. Maybe not even, like, mammals.
We can eat
really
insects.
Really just insects and maybe, like, a couple of fruit trees.
Yeah, I think you could survive. gotta make like know how to make a fire and then boil the water from the ocean. And you could drink that.
Yeah, I don't know. Think about that too. How long?
And then like if you get really hungry, you can just jerk off, and then jerking off always puts your mind somewhere else.
You think more clearly.
You forget your problems when you jerk off.
Would you be able to build a house, a tent?
Me? I don't know if I probably would. No.
I would. I don't know. Like, I'm thinking, like, let's say everything got stripped and you put me, let's say, I think about these things sometimes where, like, let's say you get taken from this time and thrown back in time. Would you be able to survive? You probably have more immunity than everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you get a headache. What do you take? You get a migraine. You just fucking.
Just drink.
Yeah.
Until you pass out.
What if you get, you need, want to brush your teeth or like, I don't know. I think about all these things. especially on an island. I don't know how I would survive.
That's a tough one. It all depends on what's inside.
Yeah. Would you be able to build a fire?
No.
How long would it take? I think of like, it would take me forever. Like, I don't know, like just twigs and then.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. You had a spearfish. You could probably spearfish.
That's the only thing I'll be in an island by an ocean. There's fish around.
You're probably a spirit fish. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Chances are you probably won't even survive the plane crash.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or even when I'm on a train, if I'm taking a train from LA to San Diego, I think about like what I'd do if it derailed. I always think, I don't know. I'm always thinking about death in some way.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah. Like I fear death, but then like I kind of welcome it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know, man. Did you catch the fights?
Yeah, I did. It was really good fights.
Yeah.
Fun card.
Yeah, it was a fun card. Yeah. Bet money again.
Did you win?
No.
Oh, God.
I went with the underdogs.
Okay.
Yeah. I went with...
It's smart because they're guaranteed to win money.
Akhmedov and Olenek.
Mm.
Akhmedov, both of them. Fuck both of them. Fuck Weidman. Asshole fucked up my night, man.
Like, Weidman?
Yeah, man. He like, okay, in the first round was pretty competitive. I give the round to Weidman. Then the second round, it was all Omari Akhmedov. And then Weidman looked like he was going to you know, be out at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
Get caught with the punch, he's probably going to crumble. And in the third round, Weidman goes for a takedown and just lays on him the entire third round. I'm like, I was like, he's not getting up. He's not fucking kidding.
Weidman wins.
Yeah, and then Weidman wins. So I'm like, that fucked up my night. And then Olenek almost got Derek Lewis.
He beat himself in that fight.
Yeah. Like, he didn't, I mean, you obviously know the submission's not working. Switch it up. Go for, you tried it for the Kimura too late. And then it went for the Kimura too late. And then there you go. Derek Lewis comes out the second round like a freaking train. Imagine that 260-pound plus body flying at you, and you're a big old black dude flying at you, and then throwing a freaking haymaker from hell, and then
he landed. That was clean too. Fucking shit,
clean,
yeah.
And then just pounced on him. He wanted to get him out of there. Derek Lewis was on the mission to get him out of there because he knew the long game, cardio, and submission danger. Like it was just too much, so he wanted to get him out of there quick.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. Let me see. Look at the rest of the card. Good card overall. Fun. We were right. One of those, these cards that like they don't have a lot of big names attached to them usually are pretty fun because they have a lot of.
They are.
Darren Stewart defeating Maki Pitola. That was a good one. Submission rear naked choke. Pitola going for the single and then getting caught. Yana Kudryavskaya defeating Julia Sterlenko. That was just dominance. I mean, she just muscled her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing I could tell Julia would be to strength and conditioning, get into some sick shape, get stronger. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Yana Kudryavskaya was just stronger, muscled her around.
Fuck, oh yeah, dude, yeah. Easy.
Didn't want anything to do with her on the floor, on the ground, or on the standing.
But she was fucked then.
Yeah, Yana Kudryavskaya didn't want to do anything other than grab a hold of her, pin her up against the cage, and make her tired. If I was Julia at some point, I would have just been like, hold my hands up and been like, stop it. Stop the fight because she's not doing anything. She doesn't want
to. I mean, the referee's job is to intervene when no action is going
but
on.
But Julia Sterling, she was just fighting, making herself tired, you know. So I think she partially beat herself in that fight too.
It's crazy that Weidman's still fighting.
Dude, I don't know. We'll talk about Weidman right now. Just a notable mentions: Benil Dariush spinning back fish was a great one. Tim Means versus Loreno Staropoli was a great fight too. But yeah, Weidman. So I don't know. He called out the rest of the division. You know, you the Lee fighters in the division, watch out! I'm coming to get you. I don't know. He did not impress me in this fight.
No, I mean he's not the same guy.
He survived.
His first handful of fights in the UFC were his best fights.
Yeah,
and then he just fell apart. I think when he ran into Chris Rockhold, I mean Luke Rockhold, it was over. I think that fight kind of took his career out.
I think the next matchup for him or Chris Weidman is probably the rematch with those guys, because Luke Ruckel's looking to go back to middleweight and back to return. So they're both at a kind of downward trajectory in their career. So that'd be a good bubble, one.
Yeah.
Loser leaves town. I don't know. He didn't impress me in this fight. He looked dominant, but he's a big guy. So against smaller guys like Amari, he usually does okay.
Because
he's able to muscle them around, but yeah, his stand up didn't look good. His cardio didn't look good, and he just whatever he did, he just needed a win. So that's what he did. He needed a win.
Is this his first win?
He's like 1 out of 6.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought.
This is his first win in like 3 fights.
Yeah,
4 fights.
Right. Yeah,
this is his first win since 2017.
Oh my god,
that's how bad he's.
Can
been
you imagine
doing.
Win 3 years
without a win? And then injuries, and then like I'm sure it's
4 years
spaced out like that.
Wait, 16 or 2017?
17.
Damn, that's a long fucking time.
I know.
Without a win.
Yeah,
it's Jesus. A long time. I'm surprised Dana kept him around.
It's Chris Weidman. You don't want him going anywhere else. I don't know. Not yet.
He's a name, but is it his value worth it? I don't think so.
To build other fighters off of, yeah.
Mm.
Keep him around.
I think Bellator would probably do all right, but not in the UFC.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know what Weidman does. I don't think he really makes much of an impact in the rest of the division. I think
so. This is what 170, right? That he's fighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a hard fucking division to be in.
No, 185.
Oh yeah, because he had 205 at one time.
That's a hard division to be in.
Damn. Where does he go?
That top 10 is killer. I don't see him beating Darren
no.
Till.
No.
Yoel Romero.
No.
Again.
Hell no.
Who else? Whitaker.
The champ?
What's it called? Who's fighting Whitaker? What's his name? The champ, Israel, Paulo Costa.
You got fucking
even Uriah Hall. I don't like.
No.
And also, notable, Yoel Romero's out of his fight with Uriah Hall. I think he got an injury.
Yeah.
That was reported today. Cannoneer.
Mm.
Who else? Who else just fought? Calvin Gaslam, Jack Hermanson. Chris Weidman is not beating any of those guys.
No, hell no.
None of them.
No, good luck.
I know he beat Calvin Gaslam like in 2017.
But he's a different fighter now.
He's like acclimated to 185.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing that rematch again.
Mm-mm.
And maybe it'll be a good win for Calvin Gaslam to get back, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, where do you go from here? You're not beating any of those guys.
Top 15, but only for so long. You have to fight those guys
for so long.
Those 10, top 10 guys.
Yeah. Let's talk about Bellator. So Bellator had a card over this past weekend, 243, Chandler versus Henderson 2. And again, I think they knocked it out of the park. Great card. They're having their cards over at the Mohegan Sun. Did you catch any of these fights?
You know, I totally forgot that they're on.
I saw them. Half of them were on. The prelims are on YouTube, and then the main card, I streamed them.
You know, I try to find the Paramount Network on my television.
It's
like,
your Periscope. I found it on Periscope. One guy had it on Periscope.
Okay, because I couldn't find it on fucking. I couldn't find the Paramount channel on my cable.
Yeah, it's for me to get a hold of Paramount Network and all that stuff. It's too difficult, so I just found it on Periscope or like on one of those sites.
And do they stream on Bellator.com, like the whole card, or just the prelims?
Prelims. So Valerie Lareda defeating Tara Gaff. They're both like 2-2, 3-3.
Yeah, Valerie is Bellator's prospect, right?
Yeah, now. She's like an Olympic Taekwondo girl.
Yeah,
super attractive. Mm-hmm. Like Puerto Rican from Florida.
Yeah, she's hot.
So.
She's sexy.
Yeah, she's sexy, man. You follow her on Twitter?
No, but I've seen pictures.
Oh, she's all day just posting stuff up like that.
Damn.
She's thick.
Ooh, I love thick girls.
Like you see when she's fighting, like her
legs, huh?
Her thighs.
And woo!
The thighs and the ass are just thick.
Killer.
Thick. Up, so bottom, up top parts, you know, it's good. It's fine. Face is super pretty. And, you know, some girls like, especially when they're fighting, they look, you know, they're like a little stripped down when they don't have makeup on, and they have like usually their hair in cornrows, like,
Yeah.
She's still pretty.
Yeah.
So I mean, she's probably one of the best looking.
I love like legs and ass.
She's got that slang, you know, like street Puerto Rican kind of like a Cuban. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
From like, you know, like that way of talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got like that. Yeah. I thought she was not she's not polished in terms of her talking. She's got a little like
ghetto,
little Rosie Perez-ish type of not an annoying voice though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
but cute, super. She did like this like club dance right after she won. Ooh. I mean, at first she was like backpedaling. She was like circling around the cage a lot, trying to, because Tara Gaff was just coming for her straight up. But she was like pop shotting her, trying to avoid any like clinch work, and then just landed a sick right hand to just put Tara Gaff on her butt and finished her off. And then, but I mean, she's winning. She's attractive. They got one in her. Valerie Lareda.
We should hit up
down the road against Paige VanZant. Is it she signs? Oh, that's a great one.
Damn,
that's a marketable fight for
Bellator. Oh, hell yeah! We should hit up the Bellator PR team and try to set up an interview with her.
Oh.
Seriously, I mean, you know the guys.
Get in touch with them.
Yeah.
She look good. Adam Borix picking up a much needed win. You could tell he's feeling the pressure. I don't know. There's a lot of pressure on him. He came in hot into the Bellator. This one he picked up a good decision. Wasn't bad. It was a last minute fight for him. Mike Hamill was a new to Bellator, and I mean he came for him. That was a good fight. Saban Hamasi defeating Chris Millender. Ground game was just Chris Millender had nothing for him. Miles Jury defeating Georgi Karakanian in split decision. That was a back and forth. Could have won either way. Miles Jury picking up another win. You know, having a nice home in Bellator. And then Timothy Johnson defeating Matt Mitrione on first round. Just a minute into the fight.
What happened with Matt Mitrione, man?
He's like up and down.
Yeah.
He's up and down. He's more down than up now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure he's making good money from what I could see. And you know, I think he's just right in the end of his career. He's like around 40 years old now.
Yeah.
He's older, former NFL player.
Yeah.
You know, he's got like 5 kids. He's got a lot going on.
Damn.
Surprised he's still doing it though.
Yeah, no, seriously.
And then Michael Chandler defeating Benson Henderson. First round, KO punch. Catch him with the right hand. Sends it to the mat, finishes them off. You know, they stop the fight. We can examine both of them each. Benson, Hall of Fame career, you know, had ups and downs in Bellator since moving away from UFC.
He was that first big name to go into free agency and go to Bellator. Yeah. He started it off, and he was someone that we always saw. I think I remember one time we saw him, and he said, "Oh, you guys always covering are you guys at the California Reporters or something?"
Kind of, yeah, because we see him a lot. And
yeah,
he's a nice guy.
Yeah, remember he showed us that at EBI?
Yeah, EBI. We caught him at EBI. He had his, I think, and he recognized us.
Yeah,
recognized us. Nice guy, quiet.
Yeah,
you know, a legend of the sport.
Yeah, but I think with him, like, I think it's his fight that people are gonna remember him was against Anthony Pettis,
Frankie Edgar, too, though.
Yeah,
his trilogy with Frankie, or his double with Frankie.
But once he went to Bellator, I mean, all that flashiness went away.
Yeah, and
he became like a stagnant fighter.
Maybe the pressure, age.
Because he was the first person,
yeah,
big time.
And then they threw him against Kharishkov
at
middleweight. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it wasn't an easy opening. He goes down, fights at the creme de la creme that they have over there, and Pitbull and Chandler. Mm-hmm. And I think he had a couple of wins in between those fights. He had a win against Pitbull, a loss against Pitbull, picked up like three wins, defeated Miles Jury. Then he had a win and a loss, and two losses, I'm sorry, with Michael Chandler. So it's been up and down for him. He's
up there in age. I mean, why keep fighting?
I think he probably will go one more. He didn't say anything. I say one more and then write out the rest of his career, you know, his contract. And now we look at contracts. So we talked about Michael Chandler. Last he signed with Bellator, an extended deal. That deal has actually come to an end. So now he's a free agent. That was his last fight on the contract that he signed. He's 36.
He has to go to UFC.
And you got to, it's now or never, right?
Yeah, because we re-signed the Bellator, it doesn't look bad on his part. Yeah. People are going to assume that he's afraid of fight the crop of the crop.
You just want to be the big fish in the small pond. And that's your
never challenge yourself.
And I get it. You're in the business of making money. You're probably going to take a pay cut going to the UFC.
Yeah. But that's true. But if someone is always saying that they're the best, but don't prove it, say that. Come on. It would be one thing if he's like saying, oh, I'm content where I'm at because I'm making the money. That's another thing. Then saying Bellator. But if he's talking about you being the best, then go to the UFC.
Go to the UFC.
And test yourself.
Fight top 10 guys. Maybe even if you do well, fight for a title.
Yeah.
End up in a video game.
People will know you.
Yeah, get a UFC EA 5. You could get on that video game.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be cemented in like history. People can, you know, kids can play your
character.
You go ESPN interviews. Your money in terms of outside sponsorships will probably go up because
viewership. People will know who you are. Now, I mean, right now only hardcore don't, you know, know him.
Nobody outside of like hardcores really know who.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. He has to go to the UFC at this point.
He has to.
I mean, kudos to Ben Askren
who took the chance.
Yeah, took the chance. And he failed miserably. I mean, he won. The first fight, that should have been a loss.
Yeah.
But, I mean, kudos to him. He won the UFC and he lost, but he took a chance.
And Chandler is a more of a well-rounded fighter, aggressive guy.
Who can have some success in the UFC.
Yeah. Maybe. Who still has it. You know, he's 36 and it hasn't really seemed like he's lost a step yet. So now's the time to go.
Yeah, now or never.
Now or never.
And this is going to prove what, you know.
You got some good fights.
Excellent fights.
There's the top 10, top 15 of that division is his killers, and he matches up really well with a lot of those guys, and it'd be fun fights.
Yeah, I mean, do I see him being successful? Not so much. I see him winning a couple of fights, but I don't see him
holding the title.
No, that for sure.
If he navigates it well, he can end up in the top five. If he picks and chooses his opponents wisely.
His opponents, yeah.
He could end up in the top five. Make some good money.
I think it's a bit small for that division.
Yeah. He might even drop down.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think, what is Bellator, 35 and 25 a division?
I don't know.
45?
I don't know.
You can do that. You can just drop to 125. Drop
down. You have more opportunities to drop down.
But he's in his upper 30s. It'd be kind of tough to drop all that weight.
Go to the UFC, finish out your career, do a couple of years there.
Take a chance, Columbia.
Just before you're 40, retire.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just so he can tell his kids that he was in the UFC.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe even get a title. Who knows?
Who knows? You don't know until you try.
Yeah, but I think he's got to do it. If he doesn't, it's going to look bad in terms of his legacy. Yeah. That he had the chance and he never took that chance to prove himself.
This is his second time.
This is his second chance to do it. He could have did it when he was like 33.
Yeah.
And now he's 36 I think he's around that age. And you got to make the chance. Yeah. You got to make a move. Right. So yeah. And I think he needs to take the chance. So let's hopefully we'll see. I think probably before the end of the summer, I say he signs.
I hope he does. I really want to see him in the UFC.
He knows that. And in his post-fight press conference, it sounded like he was calling to the UFC to, hey, Sign me. I'm interested. Let's see all the news before we get to.
I don't think there's much news. I think that's.
No, a couple. I think Dana White's Contender Series Week 2 starts today.
Yeah.
You guys are at Fight Pass. Places. Oh, Mary Moroz is out of her fight with Montana De La Rosa in September, so Vivian Araujo replaces her. You have Cosmo Alexander re-signing with ONE Championship. A couple of signings for Bellator. You have Neil Magny is now fighting Robbie Lawler.
Interesting.
So that's going to be, I think, end of the month.
Hmm.
So that fight got booked. Neil Magny's opponent, Neil, maybe I forgot his first name, Neil. It was Neil versus Neil.
Hmm.
So that fight got dropped out.
This is definitely an upgrade.
Geoff Neil was fighting Neil Magny. He's had some health issues, so he's taking some time away. Feel bad for that guy. That's about it in terms of big news, a couple of matches and stuff like that, but all in all. So this weekend is obviously the big event, UFC 252. You have ONE Championship also has a card this weekend, so you guys go check
that
out.
Sucks,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. Jim Miller's on the card. Alshie Yoder's on the card. She's pretty hot. Daniel Pineda's on the card. The return of Felice Herring. And then on the main card, John Dodson, Marav Televili, Junior Dos Santos versus Rosenstrike, Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Vera, and Stipe versus Cormier 3.
All heavyweight fights.
All heavyweights. Have you seen the countdown for this?
No.
I think it's probably one of the better countdowns in a long time. Wow, it's very, like, the way they, because it's like, it's interesting to see how they've adapted during COVID.
Mm.
And then the part with Stipe and Cormier is really good. Mm. Even with Sean O'Malley, it's a lot of interesting people on here. Junior Dos Santos and Rosenstrike. It's a really well done countdown.
Yeah, really, that's what I saw, a countdown.
I would suggest to watch this one. This one gets you very, very interested in it. It's the way it's well done. Okay, so we go with Junior Dos Santos versus Rosenstrike.
Oh, that's a good fight.
Who do you have?
I'll go with Dos Santos.
I'm going to go with Dos Santos too. Yeah. He looks rejuvenated.
Fit. He looks great. He looked great in his last couple fights.
Yeah, he's looked great in his last couple fights aside from the Ngannou fight.
Yeah.
He's 21-7. He's been in the game for. I was thinking about this too. You remember how long ago UFC on Fox One was?
Yeah, we went to the press conference.
Yeah, it's almost 10 years ago.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I was 29.
Yeah. It's almost 2011? I mean, 2010?
Right? 17.
That was 2011, I think? 2010?
Yeah. And like, we were fortunate to be there.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate to be in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Press conference and everything, and then calling out, like, you know, asking Kane if you could walk with them and all that.
Yeah, dude. That's fucking crazy.
You guys can all watch that on YouTube.
Yeah.
see 29-year-old James on there?
Yeah, man. And those free tickets, they fucking milk for like two events.
I was around 25-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long, long time ago.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's been that long. I just thought about it too. I'm like, that was like 2010-ish.
Yeah.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because someone's calling me a Kings guy. Well, no, man. Go Brazil.
And I remember just Stipe, when he first entered, I was like, oh, this is my dark horse right here. I like this guy. When he knocked out Verdum his first fight in.
Yeah, because his boxing was different than anybody else.
He was fast.
He's always been a great boxer.
Killer.
Yeah.
So when he first burst, I remember that. Him and Machida were like bursting onto the scene around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that fight. And that was a long time ago already. It was like 11, 12 years ago.
Crazy.
Crazy, man. So, yeah, I go with Junior. He's still doing his thing. He's still quick, great boxing. He's, you know, great, always in shape.
Mm-hmm. And I think being in that heavy division kind of helps him out, too.
Yeah.
It's a division that's fit for guys who are older.
Yeah, and he's avoided a lot of damage since the Canes fight. He's avoided damage, so he's been healthy. He's got kids now and wife and all that stuff. So,
yeah,
Rozenstruik, I think he's powerful. He's big, but I don't think he's going to be able to keep up with Junior.
No, and then,
unless he lands something on Junior.
Junior has more tools than his kid.
Way more tools. Yeah. I think he has way more tools. Sean O'Malley versus Barlon Vera. This is a great fight. I mean, Sean O'Malley is so good. I'm going with
Sean.
Huh?
Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Sean.
Yeah.
This is a doggy dog fight. Mm-hmm. This is a probably fight of the night.
Yeah.
They're both great.
Dark horse of the
They're both like really aggressive and dynamic strikers and all around mixed martial artists. Young.
Yeah, dude. You know?
I don't know. For Sean O'Malley, this is a must win for him. I mean, every fight is a must win because he's like.
Yeah.
He's on his superstardom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm interested in this one. That one's good. And then Stipe versus Cormier. This is a big, 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 big legacy fight right here.
Oh, God. This is a tough one.
Part three. Cormier beating Stipe in the first matchup, in the first round, catching him with the overhand close quarters, right? Mm-hmm. Miocic battling back in the second fight, finishing Cormier in the fourth. Body shots, and then finish him off up against the cage, and then just wearing him down. I think it was the fourth or fifth.
I think it was the fourth or maybe the fifth. I don't know.
I mean, Cormier feels like he was winning. I think he was actually losing most of the first because of his side.
He got hit.
He was getting hit a lot.
Yeah,
and you could tell he was having a lot of trouble with Stipe's height and reach until he got in, and then when he found in, he had that opening, and I think he knew of it, that overhand right.
Yeah. I don't know. I love DC. I'm going to go with DC.
I think the betting odd favorite has got to be DC.
Yeah.
You know, because of that wrestling X factor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think sometimes DC falls in love with his hands a little too much, and it puts him in danger, like the last fight.
Yeah.
I think if he fights smart, listens to his coaches, uses wrestling, and it hurt him on his feet when he can. And try to avoid CPs.
Pace himself.
Yeah. And just be the lighter, faster fighter. And I think he'll be okay. Yeah. I'm going DC.
Odds are Cormier's got the better chance. Yeah. I think he's a more well-rounded guy. Especially with the wrestling. It's just, even though he's undersized, that wrestling just comes in
he's
handy,
Olympian.
Man. He's an Olympics caliber wrestler. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with Stipe.
It's not a bad bet.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Stipe.
Because I can see Stipe winning this fight.
Just the size, the boxing, the cardio, the ability to hopefully keep Daniel Cormier at arm's length. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Cormier is a little punching bag. In a way, he's big body. He's putting on more weight.
Yeah.
He's got a lot more.
He does get tired faster.
He gets tired faster. Mm-hmm. He's got, you know, Stipe's got a lot of tools in his tool. Especially with the stand-up, far better stand-up fighter. And the size and the, I don't know. I'm going to go, I think it's a 50-50, but I think in odds, if you're going to put money down, I think Cormier is a safer bet.
Yeah, I mean, this is DC's last fight in his career. Last time we see him walk the cage.
And that's why I kind of hope Miocic wins.
Yeah.
Because I know he's going to continue.
Yeah.
And Daniels is going to
get the belt and then leave it. People were
then you also want Daniel to have that because he didn't get it at light heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so. It's kind of weird though because if he does win, I mean, there's not really no crowd that gives him that retirement fight victory. So
I don't know.
Whatever.
This is it's gonna be interesting to see how this one plays out. This one's gonna be very.
Have you seen how the NBA has been like doing their games?
Yeah.
They put like fake people.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, like sound effects. Yeah, it doesn't sound so quiet. Maybe the UFC should learn from that. And I think the WWE learned from it. I think WWE is now inputting fake crowds and like music and like audience noise.
It's almost like a screen cap, like a webcam versions of people. And then I think real people.
Like their real reaction to the game.
Yeah, and then they're up there. So I don't know. I think... I liked it. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
They had like these like panels, like these walls.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And then they add like the sound effects to the crowd.
Yeah. And then the baseball is doing cardboard cutouts of people.
Yeah.
I think. You know how much those are going for? It's like around $200 just to get your cardboard cutout of you. And they're not even like, it's not like they're going to focus on you.
They're not.
It's like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the fights this weekend. Make sure you guys check those out. If you guys didn't bet money, I don't know.
It's a 50-50.
It's a 50-50 fight. That's a hard one to really bet on. You could bet on Junior. If Junior, I think Junior is the underdog. That would be a good bet if you guys bet Junior on it as an underdog. Mm-hmm. That's it. Anything else going on? Parting words?
Let's see. What's happening? No?
No, huh? Sports?
Oh, I think Metallica is... they are showing themselves in their studio recording a concert.
Yeah. When is that?
They're going to be at a drive-in August 29th. They're playing like a full, they're doing like a whole concert, but yeah, with nobody. But they're going to film it, and then they're going to release it in the movie theater.
That's cool.
They're rehearsing right now for it.
That's cool.
And then at the end of the month, SNM2 comes out in a box set.
Nice.
So yeah, I think they're going to be on Howard Stern in a couple of days.
Are they? That'd be cool.
It's like their sixth time being on the show. But
good. I used to love Howard Stern.
Me too.
Do you ever watch...
I was a Tom Likas guy.
Did you ever watch Poor Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like a K-Rock.
Yeah.
He was one of the original Loveline guys.
Yeah.
I used to watch his late night.
Like, awesome.
Yeah, awesome. I fucking loved Poor Man, dude. I love Poor Man. You know, this, if you look him up, this, it's really hard to find footage. It's really hard to find images, even of him. It's mostly I could find is his...
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I find his issues with K-Rock are more of what you can come up with if you research him.
Because I still go online and like listen to old Tom Likas episodes, and I listen to like some Loveline episodes on YouTube. They're great shows, man.
Late Night, I remember. Late Night Poor Man. Late Night Stern. Those are like the days.
Yeah.
Poor Man would just go to these like, you know, like what's Florida or like what's a lake over here? Like Havasu. Like in the summer spring break, and he'll just go there and it's all bikini girls and partying and just college. Anywhere the college parties would go down, like Poor Man was there and just like interview hot chicks and
the amount of pussy he wants to go at.
Dude, I don't know.
Smart man.
He'll like judge bikini contests and stuff like that. Oh, that was such
he,
a great
he like lived his life.
Yeah, to that, the was fullest. A, that was a great show. Mm-hmm. It was late night PBS type stuff. It was yeah. All right, man. On that note, thank you guys all for watching, listening. Make sure you review in the comment section, like, subscribe, you know, all that. And check us out.
Yeah, follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at the Inman Complex. If you have a question, email us.
Comments, suggestions, put it in the comment section. We'll review it. We'll check it out.
All right, if you want to email us, inmancomplex@gmail.com. So
if you like the show, if you think it sucks, whatever, just let us know.
Welcome it all. Love and hate.
All right. All right,
enjoy the fights, enjoy the week.